Greetings to you all in Jesus' name. Giving thanks to the Lord for all we have. Being thankful to the Lord for all we have. And living a thankful life to the Lord for all we have. Just look at what He's done in your own personal life. Awesome things, right? He is worthy to be praised and glorified, always. Although tomorrow is Thanksgiving, we, the children of God, should always be in Thanksgiving mode. Why, they are looking at us. Let's give them Jesus to see, so that they too may be saved by the King. Let them see Jesus through our lives. Amen. See, Jesus had things going on, and He stayed on track, as He and the Father discussed. They said things about Him that weren't true. They tried to kill Him on many occasions. But what? He kept on going forward, didn't He? Jesus is our example. Jesus is our example and the one to follow, not man. Press through. Press through whatever it is you're dealing with. Press through and don't be moved by what you see or hear. Don't allow these quote unquote natural obstacles to stop you or even slow you. For the King who sits on the throne knows all and is watching over you, never ever slumbering. Amen. Let's get into the word for our feel for the week. And let's go to Matthew chapter 15, verses 21 through 39. So starting in verse 21, it says, "Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, 'Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed.' But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, 'Send her away, for she cries out after us.' But he answered and said, 'I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.' Then she came and worshipped him, saying, 'Lord, help me.' But he answered and said, 'It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs.' And she said, 'Yes, Lord. Yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table.' And Jesus answered and said to her, 'O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire.' And her daughter was healed from that very hour." Look at this. When Jesus says, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire." You see, it was her faith. It was her faith. Jesus said she had great faith. Let's look at this. Her daughter was in bad shape because of the demonic attack. She was demon possessed. But this mom, she fought through the obstacles in faith, by the way, to get to the one who could heal. Remember, even the disciples said, "Send her away." That had to be a tough situation for her. There's things that wants to stop her, but her faith helps her push through. Her great faith pushed her through the roadblocks. Do you have roadblocks right now? Allow your faith. It's the faith that will move the roadblock. It's the faith. You see, she understood that she didn't need to be at the table to eat. She knew if she could just hang around the table, the scraps would fall. You see, you don't have to have it all together. And guess what? None of us have it all together. We just need to hang around the table, the Word of God, and let the Word of God, the scraps, let the Word of God fall to heal, save, help, guide us, and strengthen us. Remember when Jesus mentioned the faith of a mustard seed? You think that mom who stood in the gap for her daughter was thankful? I think so. Verse 29, Jesus departed from there, skirted the Sea of Galilee, and went up on the mountain and sat down there. Jesus got away from them all. Then great multitudes came to him, having with them the lame, blind, mute, maimed, and many others. And they laid them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. So the multitude marveled when they saw the mute speaking, the maimed made whole, the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel. It says, great multitudes came to him. Great multitudes came to him. They laid them at Jesus' feet. See, there's something about laying it at Jesus' feet. Do you have something that needs to be laid at the feet of Jesus right now? If so, do it by faith. Do it by faith. Leave it at his feet by faith. You see, he's the healer and so much more. The word says that he healed them. They brought all this to him, and he says he healed them. You guys, look at the witnesses who saw this take place. Come on, the mute, they're speaking. The maimed being made whole. The blind, they're seeing now. And what happens? These people, they glorify the God of Israel. The evidence of the work of the Lord right before their eyes. You see, remember the word says they brought them to Jesus. They brought them to Jesus by the multitude. What did they do? They did it by faith. They did it through faith. It was their faith that got them there. It was their faith that believed he could take care of these issues. It was their faith to say, you know what? I'm going to leave this at your feet. Have faith. Have faith to leave it at his feet. You see, Jesus is a doer. He's not all about this lip service. You know what we have in the world and society right now. It's a lot of lip service. I'll do this for you. I'll do that for you. And then it doesn't happen. Oh no, Jesus is a doer. You see, he did it. Children of God, he did it. Verse 32. Now Jesus called his disciples to himself and said, I have compassion on the multitude, because they have now continued with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. And I do not want to send them away hungry, lest they faint on the way. Then his disciples said to him, where can we get enough bread in the wilderness to fill such a great multitude? Jesus said to them, how many loaves do you have? And they said, 7 and few little fish. Now look at this. Let's look at the word first, compassion. Now we all know what that word means, right? Okay, well, Holy Spirit had me get the definition. And this is what it says, compassion. Sympathetic consciousness of others' distress together with the desire to alleviate it. Sympathetic consciousness of others' distress together with the desire to alleviate it. You see, Jesus is conscious of their needs, isn't he? He's conscious of their needs. He says, they've been with me 3 days and they had nothing to eat. He's conscious. Jesus knows what's going on. But you know what? He's going to alleviate this problem. He's going to alleviate it. He knows what the need is, and he says he's going to alleviate it. Amen. But hang on. Wait. The disciples are looking at it as it appears in the natural, which is what we do. We look and say, hey, wait a second. This is what's going on in front of me. What? They say, we are in the wilderness. We got 7 loaves and a few fish, 2 fish. You see, we can't deny that that's what's going on because that's what the word tells us. We're reading. This is what they said. This is where they're at. And this is what they have. So how can a great multitude get full in this situation? You see how they're looking at it? The same way we do. Lord, this is what's in our hands. This is what we can see. But remember what the Lord is constantly telling us, like almost weekly. He says, don't be moved by what you see or what you hear. Why does he say that? Why? Because with God, nothing is impossible. That's Luke 1:37. Now he takes what they have and supernaturally multiplies it. It's the supernatural through Jesus. You see, Jesus isn't moved by quote unquote natural obstacles. And what do we see here? We have the wilderness. We got 7 loaves and 2 fish and all these people. But remember, let's go back to Jesus had compassion. The sympathetic consciousness of others' distress together with the desire to alleviate it. Jesus isn't moved by this natural stuff. Why? Because he's going to alleviate the problem. Now, we may not know how. We may not understand why or how's he going to do this? Because what it looks like in the natural is like this is the position that this is all we have. This is all we have. But remember, who's doing it? Who's going to alleviate it? It doesn't say the disciples leave. It says Jesus. Jesus is the one going to take care of this. He's the one that says, I want to take care of them because they've been with me 3 days and they haven't eaten. I don't want them to faint. I'm going to take care of them. You see, don't allow your situation or your circumstance or your problems or issues, whatever it may be, whatever title we put on it, don't allow it to be bigger than Jesus, because it's not. You see, by faith and only faith, leave it at his feet and be thankful. Hallelujah. Verse 35. So he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves and the fish and gave thanks, broke them and gave them to his disciples. And the disciples gave to the multitude. So they ate and were filled. And they ate and they were filled. And they took up 7 large baskets full of fragments that were left. Now those that ate were 4,000 men besides women and children. And he sent away the multitude, got into the boat, and came to their region of Magdala. Wow. Wow. You see, Jesus gave them direction on what to do next. What was going to take place next? Remember, let's go back. He has a compassion. He knows what he's going to do. And he says, what do you guys have? He says, okay, you guys sit down. Sit down on the ground. He commanded them to sit down on the ground. He's getting ready to do something. Now, 4,000 plus ate and were filled. Oh, by the way, there were leftovers. Leftovers, you guys. 4,000 plus people in the wilderness, 7 loaves of bread and a few fish. And everybody gets full and there's leftovers. Man, oh man, God is good, isn't he? Oh, he is so good. So good to us. Hallelujah. But Jesus did not allow natural obstacles to prevent what he wanted to do. He knew what he wanted to do. He was going to do what he was going to do. That's why he says in his word, my word will not return to me void. He says his word will not return to him void. It will accomplish where I sent it. Why? Because he is God. He is the Lord. He is the great I am. He is Alpha and Omega, the Omega. There is none higher. There is none greater. Now look at this. Jesus took the substance, 7 loaves, 2 fish. He gave thanks. He gave thanks. Say it again. He gave thanks. Say it with me. He gave thanks. Broke them and gave it to the disciples for them to what? Hand out. He gave it to the disciples to what? Hand out. Don't miss that. He gave it to the disciples for them to hand out. Think about it. Look at this. You guys, there's so much in this scripture to be thankful for. First of all, let's look at the opportunity. The opportunity that presents itself in this situation. You know, be thankful for the situation so that Jesus can do what he does. What do we see? They're sick people. They're sick, blind, maimed, and they need to eat. They need to eat as well. Jesus shows us that he's the great I am. But guess what, you guys? If there's no sick, there's no healing. There's no hunger, no one needs to be fed. You see, the situation needed some sick. The situation needed some to be hungry. The situation, it's like making a cake. You need the ingredients to make that cake. Jesus is about to make the cake, and he's got all the ingredients, sick people and hungry people. He's going to heal them, and he's going to feed them. So to heal, you need somebody sick. To feed somebody, you need somebody who's hungry. Remember Jesus said, I came for the sick. If you're not sick, do you need a doctor? Ooh, he's so good. How are we viewing it? Are we so caught up on what's going on with me? What's going on with the situation? Why is this happening to me? Instead of looking at it from a heavenly perspective, saying, oh, this is an opportunity for the Lord to show up and show out in my life so that somebody watching may believe that Jesus is who he says he is based off of my situation and my circumstance. To God be the glory in this thing. Remember, we were told a couple weeks ago, find Jesus in it. Find Jesus in that situation, you guys. Find him in it. See, but we're like the disciples. We look and see the immediate situation of the wilderness and a small amount of food. Like, man, we're out here in the wilderness and this is all we got. And we're going to feed all that. How are we? See, there's a, how are we? It ain't we. How are you, Lord? How are you, Lord? He may not tell you how. He'll just do it because he is the Lord. He's God by his own authority. But see, Jesus sees this opportunity to glorify God through this situation. Can we begin to see the opportunity so that our Father God can get the glory through the situation? And yes, it's tough because sometimes it's tough and rough on us. Lord, this hurts. I don't like the way this feels. I don't like going through this. Okay, acknowledge that point, but don't be moved by it. Acknowledge it. Yeah, this is not funny. This doesn't feel good. But now get past, say, okay, Lord, you are the one who sits on the throne. You are Jesus. This is not bigger than you. I put my faith, my trust in you. Which takes us to our next point, the compassion of Jesus. Oh, so thankful. The compassion of Jesus. See, he saw a need. He saw the lack. And he was going to alleviate it, no matter how it appeared in the natural. Again, Jesus was not held back by quote unquote natural obstacles. He's not held back by that stuff. He knows everything. Next point, the healer heals. What happened? They brought all types of issues from blindness to lame to blind. He healed them. He healed them. That's what the word says. He healed them. They brought these sick people in faith to the one who could make a difference. And our last one, God being glorified through the situation. God being glorified through the situation. I don't remember if it was last week's word or the week before, but remember when they rolled up on the guy who was blind and the disciples asked Jesus, Lord, who sinned, this man or his parents? And Jesus said, not the man or his parents sinned. This situation is for the glory of God. You see, we don't know, you guys, situations the way they are, the way they happen, because the Lord knows everything about everything. Nothing goes down without him knowing it. Nothing goes down without him knowing. Do you really think the Lord is sitting there scratching his head going, oh wow, I didn't see that coming, or wow, I didn't know that was going to happen? No, that's what happens to man. That's what happens to us. We see the Lord knows everything, and he's already got the answer for when it does happen. Remember Adam and Eve, when they sinned, in the garden that day? When you're reading the Word of God, Jesus talks about, he talks about being glorified. He talks about a conversation that he and Father had. He talks about being back at a point to where he was before the world was formed. So if they have this conversation before the world was formed, and we're told in John 1, 14, that the Word became flesh to save us from our sins, right? So Jesus and God have this conversation before the world was formed. They have this conversation before Adam and Eve sinned. God is not shocked by what happens. He is not mystified and puzzled by what's going on. He knows everything, and he's already got the answer. But you see, we don't know the answer and we don't see it. So we're like, oh, what's going on here? We don't know. Is God going to do something? Find him in it. Look in his Word and see how he does things. He doesn't do it like a man would do it. Come on. Can a man say, oh, go to this part? And he even says this. Go here. This is back in Exodus, by the way. He tells Moses, go here, for Pharaoh will say they are trapped. He knew what he was doing. Moses behind him and this body of water in front. Why? Because he knows he's getting ready to open up that water, but they don't know it yet. He already knows. He already has the answer, you guys. Our faith and trust has to be in him. So I'm going to leave you with this. Are you in a position that requires Jesus to alleviate? I'm going to ask you again. Are you in a position that requires Jesus to alleviate? If the answer is yes, be thankful for the opportunity of God's glory to be shown. Be thankful and have faith and lay it at Jesus' feet. Amen. I am thankful that the Lord God has given me this food, his food, to feed you all. Glory to the Most High God, our Father in heaven, who sits on the throne and reigns with his Son, Jesus. May your faith increase rapidly in Jesus. God bless you always. Pastor Tyron, signing off.